on Justin tomorrow.
Has he shown you anything this week?
He's been limited all week. We'll get some more work tomorrow. We'll take a look at him.
How big a boost would that be if he was able to come back down?
Justin's a good player. You know, we have confidence in all those guys over there at the left guard position, but, you know, he's played a lot of football for us.
Coach Andy Marine.
Again, we'll take another look at Shane tomorrow, see how he's doing. He had a good productive week so far. We just have to see if he's ready.
How did he respond to the contact yesterday?
I seem to respond okay.
Did you get what you wanted out of that practice yesterday with the pads?
Yes, it was a good practice. We started the first half of the practice, probably about 60% of the practice. We had pads on. Then we took them off. We went to shells, but we had some good contact. It was good physical practice, competitive. A lot of guys jockeying for spots, and that's always healthy this time of year.
Has Shane been a full participant? He doesn't show up on the injury report, but would you classify what he's done as full?
Shane, I would say he's limited.
How would his retirement affect the running back rotation? You guys haven't really wanted to go to a committee, it seems like, this year.
We'll take a look at that. You know, it's hypothetical right now. We'll take a look at that when we come to it. Great. We're a cold weather team. We welcome the weather conditions. I think it'd be great for our team. It'd be great for the game. Create a great atmosphere.
So you like it, the smell?
Oh yeah.
Great team too.
I think playing in elements.
Ratings are down.
Yeah. Playing in elements is always fun for the players and coaches, and we practice in it. We see it every day, so it'd be great for us. Say it again.
You approach it differently, and then knowing that that's the weather conditions.
Yeah, you take everything into consideration.
What makes a team a cold weather team?
Living in it is a good place to start.
but
practicing in it, yeah, helps. Being able to play physically behind your pads helps. Being able to keep your feet in the ground helps. Playing on turf usually levels it out a little bit, but it's good playing in it, living in it.
When a team comes from that spends most of its time indoors to your elements, do you feel like that's an advantage for you?
I feel it can be an advantage. You still have to execute. It still comes down to execution. You have to be able to execute your plan.
You mentioned you saw Odell smile on the TV copy. Do you watch the TV copy, and what do you get out of that?
Of all the games?
I don't know.
Yes.
You watch?
Yeah. Try to see as much as you can see.
Does it give any different perspective on the TV copy than coaches film?
You can hear and see things that you normally wouldn't be able to. Yes.
What do you consider being at stake on Sunday night for your team?
We have a big game, a big opportunity for us in the division. It'll be a highly competitive football game and an opportunity for us to get a win.
The TV copy with the sound on, have you heard the announcers make comments about the size of your play sheet?
Have I heard that?
Yeah.
There's certain things I listen to, certain things I don't.
I mean, it's just kind of become a thing when people mention it every game, though. I mean, what is on it? Why is it so big? Why is there so much information on it?
It's a map of the field.
A map of the field?
It's a map of the field. It's more of a thought process than it is a play sheet.
Has it always been so that size, or have you used it? Has it sort of evolved over the years?
It's evolved as situational football.
So where they are on the field is where you look on the sheet, and then how it works?
Possible.
All right. What else? We've covered everything.
When you say cold weather football team, I mean, there might be some people that perceive that, you know, the lack of the run game and the emphasis on the pass three wide isn't really built to win in December in this weather. I would seem to you disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree with it. I've been a part of some three wide receiver teams in the past who played a lot of three wides in the past, who won Super Bowls in bad weather conditions and elements.